Hello.
Good afternoon, Lars.
Again.
How are you, bud?
I'm all right, yes. How are you?
Good. I've got a Miss Anne Mabbis on the line. Everything's ready to rock and roll from the other week. Yeah.
Yeah, I just thought of it. That's all right.
Yeah, I've got her. She's sound. She's waiting.
She's just up. I'm just
Pulling him in.
Have I not spoken to him? No, yeah, go on, I've got to make sure.
No, I was just saying. No, alright, cheers, mate.
Yeah, bye. Please, thank you. Hi, I'm Mr. Michael at MMA Legal.
Hi there, how you doing?
I'm good, thank you, how are you?
Yeah, I'm fine, thanks.
I'm perfect. And do you have 10 minutes to have a chat with me about your case?
Yeah, that's great, yeah.
Okay, just to let you know, and all of my calls are recorded for training and monitoring purposes.
No worries.
It's my role, Anne, is to go out and gather the evidence for you.
Okay,
whether that be, you know, social services or education authorities. My team write to them and chase them down to get all of your information.
Right.
But this call isn't so much about, you know, the social services and the education authorities. It's more just to get to know you a little bit better. And
okay.
Try and understand, you know, the trauma you faced as a child, how that has had a lasting effect on you as an adult. The stuff I can evidence on for the likes of, you know, diagnosed with depression, anxiety, PTSD. Alcohol or substance issues. I can write to, you know, GPs again and charities and rehabilitation centres, all that stuff I can evidence on. And what it does is it builds a picture of our mothers, obviously not just in care but also because of care. And that has to be taken into consideration when they're deliberating on our case, Anne.
Okay, okay. If that's actually worth my while doing, but, I don't know. If you're breaking up the past, like, is it going to be...
Yeah, so it's massively well worth you doing it.
I love my kids. They have something that's all I care about, so...
Well, there's a few things on there that is why it's worth doing it. A, it's worth doing just to get you the recognition. To prove that none of this or subsequent issues are your fault, have been your fault, into this life. Secondly, there is financial compensation available. It's been put aside by the Scottish Government for survivors of abuse like yourself. And although the money's not going to fix, you know, what happened to you, Anne, as you just said, you know, you can give it to your children.
No, exactly. I shouldn't be possibly doing it, that's good, because I've just been through one blunder to another through my life, so...
Yeah.
My boys could come would be amazing.
If we keep hitting the Scottish Government in the pocket, the hope is that they'll take some notice and think, we need to kind of stop these claims coming in. Well, how do we stop these claims coming in? Well, we need to take better care of the kids in care.
Definitely.
The hope is to, you know, to help with these children in care or who will end up in care, that they get, you know, a lot better time, and unfortunately.
Well, I think a lot of people repeat the cycle as well when their kids go into care, which I would never ever do it, but when you don't know what way to act or the way you've been brought up, like, you just kind of go along with it, and obviously it affects your family down the line, but.
I
never suffered like sexual abuse or anything like that, and I don't know if you could say it was obviously abusive, like some of the things that happened, but I never felt hard done to you. Do you know what I mean? It was just the way you live at the time, but when you get to a certain age and you get put back into life again, basically, you're trying to function, it's the worst feeling in the world, because you get no tools to do it.
No.
What is going on the way that you've been taught? You've not been taught to go out and look after yourself, and not taught nothing. And I had the anxiety and the panic attacks that they have stepped in because you're just trying to get along with it.
Yeah, of course. I mean, obviously, I'm ridiculously glad that you never suffered any sort of sexual abuse. But the denying of basic human rights and any sort of, you know, there's a clear line on between discipline and abuse. Sign of the times. I mean, I'm not too far away from your age. Teachers still put hands on me when we were kids. But you know, listening to some of the stories from you guys, the survivors, we've absolutely nothing compared to what you guys faced. And we were you deserve some recognition of what's happened to you and the lack of care in these care systems.
Yeah, I know, but it's like I said, it's not until you're older that you actually realise how things are quite with. Do you know what I mean? You just get through the motions thinking this is just the way it is, that's the way it should be. It's not easy to lose family and kids and stuff, you think, God, I look at my rent and I think if you've ever been through that, like, it would break my heart.
No.
So, I mean, if you think it's worth my while going for it, then I will, but I just don't want to be dredging up everything.
So I'm going to have a chat with you now about, Aunt Mother's post-care. Me and you are going to have probably 10-15 minute chat. Then it's going to take me 6 to 8, maybe even 10 months to go and gather the evidence from social services and the likes and your GP and that. And then me and you are going to have another call, a more in-depth call when we get the evidence back.
Okay.
In 10 months' time, and then that's it, really. That's all you have to do. You don't have to sit in front of a panel. You don't have to, sit in front of a lawyer. All we do is present the evidence to a Scottish reject that has put money aside for survivors, and we present our case, and if they feel that we've presented a good enough case and, you're deserving of some compensation, then we'll get it for you.
No worries. Let's see what the situation is.
You said you're suffering with panic attacks and anxiety. Are you on any medication from your GP?
Yeah, and one sertraline and diazepam.
Okay. The diazepam, is that for the
sertraline is for depression, and the diazepam was for the panic attacks, when I was taking panic attacks to try and stop them.
Yeah, okay. How are you today,
Yeah, yeah, I think I'm fine. Okay. I get on. Yeah, I think if it wasn't a problem, then it wouldn't be easy.
No. Depression and anxiety, panic attacks, your GP knows about it. Have you had any issues with drugs or alcohol?
Alcohol, yeah. Okay. Yeah, but it's...
Does your GP know that, or is that just...
I've never really been for me. Okay. It's not that I'll meet them.
Okay. And no issues with substances? No. Using evidence? Okay.
No. When I was younger, more in the home, there would be a lot of the young ones taking, drugs and all that. It would just be basically, hash or grass or something, smoking that. But a lot of them are, really bad in the home for drugs.
Yeah.
Some
of the stories I've gone, I hear it's frightening what was going on in them homes.
I know, he news and everything outside our homes because one of the boys that we were actually living with, he had been rooting kiddos down at Allison Street in Glasgow, and that ended up going to court and he got convicted of it, and they were letting him take us up and down the road. Because they were scared they were getting out of hells. Yeah,
it's just something to do.
Yeah, Yeah. It was 14 years of age. 14 years old.
What the
hell was that? But he looked at me. I do not exactly, like, I do not know. He ended up, he got done for that. I remember the court cases. I remember, like, Scotland today, not outside. Didn't remember, like, where yeah. he was, where he played, but it was a massive, and then another lot it came from them, but then it's the same time up and down, the pick us up and take us to the bus stop.
That's crazy.
And
that, just, isn't it?
I know. I know. Wow. It was just, you couldn't write it.
Oh, that's crazy.
I couldn't make it up, actually. Like, you know, it was a crime, you know, like, really?
Yeah, I'm just sitting there thinking, what?
He's got
a rifle to walk
here
up and down to the bus stop.
That's absolutely mental. Yeah, we do that with a lot of the girls, but apparently they got attacking one of the girls in the home as well.
No.
So that will come out the kids as well. Like, so many things in that home.
Jesus, I think. I've got one tough question for Ashley Lamb.
Yeah.
Girls. And I am so sorry for them to ask you this one. But have, mm-hmm. Have you ever tried to take your own life?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm so sorry.
Then I'll be younger, yeah. I get to your time. I mean, if there's nothing like major, but I took all loads of tablets because of getting bullied and stuff as well in the home, like, it was really bad. Really bad. Actually, that was bad. I was young at the time.
Did you end up in
the yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Okay. That's the reason why I asked that question is obviously I can write in the hospital.
Yeah, no, I was in a few times. When I was younger, but this is when I was like between maybe 14 to 16.
Wow.
Like, I was when I was young, obviously.
Yeah, you were young there. Young there for crying out, wasn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sorry. So yeah, that's all good. It's all okay. Can I think you see these details, please, then? And I'll write you these details of the hospital that you were in, and I'll write them as well.
It's Glenford Medical Centre. Glenford or Medical Centre. Okay. It's in Barhead Main Street. It's Barhead for Medical Centre.
Barhead Medical Centre.
Yeah.
Which one?
I'm not sure
where it is. Well, what's it called again? I'm sorry.
Barhead Medical Centre. And the name is... no, they've got loads of doctor centres in it.
Oh, okay. So I've got Glenford Medical Centre and Barhead Medical Centre.
It's in Barhead Medical Centre, a healthcare centre's got a whole different doctors in it. So it's 213 Main Street.
Okay.
Barhead.
Main Street. How old is he, if you don't mind me asking?
My older boy's 26 and my young one.
Oh, wow.
13.
Jesus,
and I also had a daughter. My daughter, she passed away. So,
oh, I'm so sorry.
So, yeah.
Can I think of the hospital that you were admitted to, please, on?
I think I was in. Well, it would have been called the Southern General at the time. But I'm sure that, in fact, one of the times I was on the Victoria Infirmary.
Victoria Infirmary?
Yeah, and I don't even think it's there anymore. No, there's a new Victoria Infirmary now, and you took that one down.
That's okay. Yeah, I'll get it from the NHS Trust. And where is it?
Yeah, wait, I'll look it up for you.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
My team will find all that.
Yeah, it's called Victoria. It was the old Victoria Infirmary. It was just a year, quite a lot of time, but they took it down eventually and built a new one across the road from it.
Okay. So what I'll do is I'll write to the social services and the education authorities from your signing here. I'll also write to the National Records Scotland to see if I can drag up any information about the care homes that you were in, any sort of, you know, past abuse records on there as well. Well, when I get your information back, I'm from your Simon Kerr. Do you want to share that information with you?
Do you know what? I think I would. I think I've worked so much out, do you know that?
Yeah, that's a fear. It's going to take me months to get it. I'll ask you closer to the time. If you want it, then obviously it's yours.
Right, okay. Okay, something I've actually thought about doing a lot, but not how you would come into what happened back then when you leave, but then I thought, is it breaking up again? I don't know. Now that we can try to go forward.
Okay. We'll figure it out. I'm getting it anyway. When I get it, I'll offer you in.
Yeah.
If you want it, then.
Right, we'll figure it out.
Great. So when I get the information on, we'll go through it together, you and I. Make sure that you're happy with the evidence that I've got for you. We'll go through the statements for the two care settings that we've got as well. Make sure that you've got everything in your statements, that you're happy with the statements. We'll then pin your medical records, obviously with your mental health issues and the suicide attempt. As proof of, you know, past trauma, and then we'll send back to the Scottish redress. From there, we then await what's called the panel days. I said this to you earlier, it's all done behind closed doors, and so we don't have to attend. We just await, hopefully, the, you know, some recognition for you. An apology, and hopefully an offer of financial compensation for you.
No worries.
Is that okay, Anne?
Yeah, that sounds fine.
Do you have any questions for me on that process?
No, not really, kind of.
Okay. Okay, before I go off and start waiting. Oh, go on, sorry, did you have a question?
No, I don't. Got it.
Okay, no problem. I wait for you, Anne, so you can ask me anything. I wait for you now, so. Just before I go off and start on, you know, 8 to 10 months worth of work, and obviously the sensitive nature of these cases, I do need to go over a few bits with you and make sure that you're fully aware of our fees and what they are and what other options are available for you. And if you still have anything to continue with your case, then obviously I will. I also need to run through on this recorded call with you as well, just for our compliance team. Just to let you know, Anne, that you can actually apply for the Scottish redress yourself. You don't need a law firm to do so. If you wish to, you gather in your own evidence and submit them and create your own case, if you wish to. But that's for you. Option two, Anne, is there are other law firms out there that will help you apply for the Scottish redress, and they won't charge you any fees. The reason why and how they do this, Anne, is they are part of the government legal fee scheme, in which them law firms, they get paid £2,000 per client, whether that client wins or loses that case. As a fellow law firm, I can't divulge what those law firms will do for you, or more importantly, and what they won't do for you. All I can tell you is that we don't participate in that government legal fee scheme. We don't accept from the Scottish Government. And we definitely don't want to be owing anything to the Scottish Government either. What we do, Anne, is enter into a private fee agreement with yourself under a no-win, no-fee contract, and where if you win, we win. If you lose, we all lose together. And our fees are capped at 16% plus VAT. What that means, Anne, is no matter how much time and effort and work goes into your case, you'll never pay us more than 19.2% on any compensation.
But all I really want to know as well is, if you don't win, I am not going to be left to a bill.
So that's my next one.
Right, okay. That's all I know. I'm in enough there. Sorry.
The average claim value over the last 3 to 5 years from claim. This has been £55,000.
That's
an average claim value. Also, on the no-fee side of the no-win, no-fee contract, you're right, as a deemed to, as a client who's deemed to have been through such, you know, emotional hardship and mental health problems because of your time and care, we will never put you under any sort of financial problems or financial strain if we are unable or unsuccessful with your case. Our insurance policy will cover all of our fees and if we don't get any compensation. So it's a genuine no-win, no-fee. Our regulator, we're regulated by the SRA, it's called the Solicitors Regulation Authority, and if we if they are seen to be putting pressure on, you know,
people can smile at you and they're always nice. I just want to know.
I need you to be fully on board with this. Like I said, I'm about to start on probably 8 to 10 months worth of work, and I just need to know that you're going to be happy and you understand everything clearly, that's all.
If you're on board, I'm on board, and if you need, I'll be here to say it. But like I said, I don't remember it. I remember like a lot of things, but I don't remember dates and things, and that's what gets me. I was in the homes and everything else, but it hard trying to remember that thing. I do remember a lot though,
You can put us to bed now for 6 to 8 months. Forget about it. I'll just basically do every 3 to 4 weeks.
You do the grafting and then I just get the benefits. No, listen, I really appreciate that then, and I'm happy to go ahead. I understand. Yeah.
Okay. You're happy for me to continue?
Happy for you to continue.
Perfect. Just to let you know, Anne, you have a 14-day cooling off period from the day you signed any documentation with us. What that means is, you know, from the day you signed, you have 14 days to cancel the agreement with no, obviously, nothing's going to happen to you anyway, but you can walk away and obviously, you know, continue on your own. If you're unaware of the 14 days from the date you signed, you guys can restart that for you today. Or if you're happy to crack on,
happy for you to crack on.
Can wait for 14 days and we can get started.
I'm happy to continue.
Perfect. All right, Dan, I'll write to you within the next 2 weeks. If you need me for anything, give me a call. If you can't get hold of me, just ring James, who wasn't pass you over. You'll have all my contact details within the next 2 weeks. In fact, have you got a phone on me? Give me my number.
Yeah, I've got it
here. That's not my number. Let me give you my direct line. I'll tell you what I'll do, Ann. I'm going to put the phone down. I'll give you a quick ring from my number. And then save it. My name's Michael. You save my
Michael.
Number, if you need me for anything, you give me a call and I'll always pick up for you.
Thanks for
Supporting. No, thanks for being so brave, Ann, and speaking to me. Thank you.
Thanks you very much.
I'll call you back right now, Ann, and you can leave my number with you.
Right, that's great. Thank you.
Thanks, Ann. I know.
Right,